Marshawn Lynch may be headed back to Seattle for the playoff run. Philip Rivers wants to keep playing football. Some news on a few more of yesterday's big injuries, and a huge NFC North battle tonight. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, December 23rd. Seahawks leading rusher Chris Carson fractured his hip yesterday, so his season is over. To replace him, the Seahawks may turn to a familiar face. The Seahawks are thin at running back, with injuries to Rashad Penny and CJ Procise as well, so Pete Carroll confirmed today that Marshawn is coming to town for a visit. He'll have to take a physical, but it's very possible he rejoins the team. The Seahawks have clinched a playoff spot already, and they can win the division if they beat the 49ers on Sunday night. Lynch, of course, played in Seattle from 2010 to 2015, a stretch that included 11 playoff games and two Super Bowls. His time with the Seahawks ended in retirement, but after sitting out the 2016 season, he came back for 2 years with his hometown Raiders. This would be his first action in 2019, a marriage with his old team, a familiar system, and a team that's already locked up a playoff spot. Philip Rivers is 38 years old and he's in the final year of his contract, so it figures he's answering questions about his future. After yesterday's loss at home to the Raiders, Rivers made it clear he's not ready to hang it up. Rivers said, quote, "I'm capable enough physically and mentally, there's no question. Yes, I do want to play football. I do, and that's how I feel deep down as I stand here." Rivers was drafted in 2004 and has played all 16 seasons of his career for the Chargers. Next year, they move into a brand new stadium in LA, but we don't know yet who their QB will be as they kick off that new era. And some key injuries coming out of Week 16. First off, Ravens running back Mark Ingram has a strained calf, which caused him to leave the field after topping the 1,000-yard mark for the season yesterday. The Ravens have already clinched the number one seed in the AFC, so he can take that game off before a bye week to start the playoffs, so we'll monitor his status over the next 3 weeks. Some other Ravens won't take the field next Sunday with the team having clinched the top spot. John Harbaugh has already said Lamar Jackson, Earl Thomas, Marshall Yanda, and Brandon Williams will sit out. So you can expect to see RG3 in action against Pittsburgh. Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph will be out multiple weeks, according to Ian Rappaport. He injured his shoulder after he entered yesterday's game to relieve Devlin Hodges. Hodges then came back in off the bench in Pittsburgh's loss to the Jets. Now Hodges and Paxton Lynch will be the top two quarterbacks available in the Steelers' must-win Week 17 game against Baltimore. Eagles tight end Zach Ertz fractured a rib in last night's big win over the Cowboys. He returned to the field to finish the game, but he'll have to undergo tests before we know about his status for next week. The Eagles can clinch the division with a win over the Giants. In better news for the Eagles, DeSean Jackson expects to come back if the team can make it to the second round of the playoffs. Jackson, remember, had a huge game in Week 1, but suffered a core muscle injury early in Week 2. After several weeks of questions about whether he would finally come back or not, he made a brief cameo in Week 9 before re-injuring himself. He was then placed on IR, but could come back if his team is still playing. If the Eagles win Sunday, they'll have a home playoff game in the first round and could possibly have their speedy deep threat receiver the week after that. And Redskins rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins is done for the year after injuring his ankle in yesterday's overtime game against the Giants. Case Keenum will likely start in Week 17 for Washington against Dallas. And the NFC North is still up for grabs between the Packers and Vikings, who meet each other tonight on Monday Night Football. The Packers are 11-3, and they can clinch the division with a win tonight in Minnesota. The Vikings are 10-4, but need a win tonight and a few things to break their way to take the division. Both teams have clinched playoff berths already, and beyond the division title, there are still all kinds of seeding possibilities in a crowded NFC playoff picture. The Vikings are 5-point favorites at home, but remember the stat you'll see a million times tonight: Kirk Cousins is 0-8 in his career on Monday Night Football between his time with the Vikings and Redskins. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.